This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
This date in history, all the other things that we normally do, a little coffee clutch, some chatting it up with Lance O'Brien to get started on the inside connection. But all that's left to do, Lance, is to clap and break out of the huddle because it's about go time, days away. And I know the folks at the MediConnect office that we are so proud to promote are ready, willing, and able to help you with everything you need. But don't forget, 888-818-6334. Call now, early, often. Set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services, but it will be go time in these days. So get to the phone sometime soon, like maybe even today, because those advisors are there till noon to set up your appointment and get ready to either revisit or sign up for the first time. It's an exciting time, but it comes around so quickly. Good morning.
It does. Good morning. It's fall is in the air. The mornings are cool. Football is in full swing, right? The leaves are changing, all that good stuff. And with that comes the annual enrollment period. And Wednesday,
right?
Wednesday was October 1st, and that was the start of the avalanche.
So this means your family won't see you other than your daughter's wedding next week for about 6 weeks.
Maybe yeah, longer. I mean, Wednesday, last night I got home about 7 something. The night before it was 8:45. So going to be a lot of long days. But it's fun. A lot of great stuff happening. A lot of stuff that's very confusing and frustrating to people. So lots to talk about for sure. And then, yeah, next weekend, big wedding.
And tell the folks about your beautiful daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law.
Yeah, so my youngest daughter's getting married next week. And, it's seems like it's been a long time. It's really funny because I was thinking about this morning as it's months and months and months and months of preparation, and it's going to be gone before we blink. And that's actually how I feel about the annual enrollment period.
You know what I just realized in all the years that I've known you, and you're a much younger man than me, we both have daughters 24.
Yeah. How about that?
I know.
How about that much younger than you?
Yeah, well, you have held up a lot better than I have. But again, explain to him why now. Listen, you got to at least set up the appointment. I would do that like yesterday.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on right now. So first and foremost is the wind is getting out that this year, more than any other year, that there are planned terminations. And what I mean by that is people are receiving letters. They probably already have, and if not, they're going to be hitting their mailboxes on Monday, Tuesday, most likely at the latest, basically saying your plan has not been renewed for next year. And there's multiple carriers, national, regional, local carriers that are doing this. And what that letter means is if they get to January 1st without having reviewed their coverage, they're going to just have original Medicare when they get to January, which just having original Medicare is a big, big no-no because there's a lot of risk with that because there's no max out of pocket. So that's one of the biggest stories. It's probably going to break on news and newspapers and stuff very quickly as well.
All right. So my question to you is legally, how and why can they do that?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? Because we've talked to, I can't even tell you how many calls we've taken in the last few days. Inflation Reduction Act, try to keep this as simple as possible for the listeners because it's a really important question because people are like, that's not fair. That's not right. How could they do that, right? When the Inflation Reduction Act was signed, it brought good things, right? Really did. Capped insulin, elimination of the donut hole, being able to negotiate Part D drugs, which I'm going to talk about this morning, because there's some people that I know that are listening to this show that are going to be mighty happy about some of the things that have happened with some of the drugs, right? That being said, when you make all of those changes to prescriptions, basically taking onus off of the individual consumer, does that money just not need to be paid anymore? I think that's the question that people need to ask themselves. Like, okay, consumer's going to get insulin for $35. The donut hole's going to go away, so there's not going to be all this really, really massive out-of-pocket. Well, who's paying for that? Well, the burden falls back primarily on the private insurer.
Mm-hmm.
So your Aetnas, your United Healthcares, your Highmarks, your UPMCs, your Cignas, Humanas, all the different companies, WellCare, Geisinger, Devoted, there's a lot of different companies out there right now, right? So it falls back onto them, right? And then they're hoping for reimbursement. And they're usually getting reimbursement from the federal government to offset some of that. Well, they went through 2 years where the reimbursement was very minuscule comparative. It was half of what they needed to stay steady in the plans. This year, they're getting a boost of about 5%, but the damage, if you will, was kind of already done. So there's a myriad of factors. It's frustrating for the companies themselves. It's frustrating for the consumers. But Rob, we're not talking 10 people here. We're not talking 100, 1,000. We're not even talking 10,000. Across the state of Pennsylvania, we're talking upwards of 200,000 people are receiving these letters that their plans are being discontinued.
So then what do they do?
So what they need to do is, if they have a trusted broker, right, somebody that they work with, they need to reach out and say, I've got this letter.
Or
right.
Call MediConnect.
Well, if they don't have a trusted broker, the one thing I don't recommend doing, I truly don't recommend this at all, is you don't want to call the carrier directly.
No.
Right, because you're only going to get that carrier's feedback on it. And if they're the carrier that you're losing their plan, it's kind of a little bit, there's some turmoil going on there right now. So you want to be able to look at all of your options. So if you don't have a trusted broker, we want to help you. Literally, we probably spoke to about 2,500 people in the first 3 days of this enrollment period.
No kidding.
Yeah, massive amounts of people.
So you're going to be getting this. We don't want you to panic, but we want you, in my opinion anyway, you're going to want to go to the full-time experts. I mean, these carriers, a lot of these folks are just basically in the queue, and they do a lot of different things, wear many hats, but the folks at MediConnect, this is their specialty. So you get the letter, you make the call. 888-818-6334.
Yeah, I mean, the carrier themselves are going to be inundated with calls.
Oh.
Right? So it's like, you know, there's going to be long waits, things of that nature there. And I think the biggest thing, and this is what our trivia later today is going to be around, is people don't realize how quick the enrollment period goes. They're like, I got a few months. It's going to be a piece of cake, right? Like, I've got time. I think of all years, you got to think, in a normal enrollment period, Rob, about 1/3 of consumers change their plan nationally. So about 1 in 3 actually changed their plan. Well, that's a fair amount of turnover. This year, because it's not just the termination, there's a lot of changes to premiums, to benefits. I've talked to people this week, and they're like, they've reduced the dental, they've reduced the over-the-counter, the premium is higher. I think we're going to see more turnover this year than a normal year. So this is not the year to procrastinate. And the last day of the enrollment period this year is on a Sunday, which could make things a little bit challenging. So I wouldn't be waiting till the last moment.
No, I would do it now. We're going to check this date in history. We've got a couple of other things, like a trivia question. Then we're going to come back, and he's got lots about the major changes this year, something he just kind of alluded to moments ago. So what about this date in history, Lance?
Yeah, so this date in history, really short on this one, just a couple today. In 1957, on October 4th, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first satellite in space, kind of kicking off the space race. So big thing, and now it's amazing. You know, these phones, all the other stuff, GPS. Like, I remember the days, Rob, of printing out the directions off of the computer and to get where I needed to go.
Well, like, going to AAA and getting a triptych.
Yeah, well, maybe you are a couple years older
no,
than
I am.
Me. There you go.
I am.
In 1965, on this day, the classic The Sound of Music premiered. Just absolute classic movie.
The great Julie Andrews.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and then, of course, Major League Baseball in full swing. We've got some epic playoff series. The Yankees and the Red Sox really put on a three-day. I kind of like that the higher seed gets to host all three games. I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, as long as we get to the Yankees and Phillies in the World Series, I'll be okay.
Oh, that would be a good one. Plus, there wouldn't be a lot of travel on that one.
I like
there?
East Coast World Series games because you don't have to stay up till midnight to watch a game.
Yeah, I do like that as well. So again, enrollment period is here. 48 business days if you count October 1st, because we can start officially talking to people about benefits. We have 10 people in the office today ready to take everyone's phone calls because we're taking other calls today as well, quite frankly. So we have a fully stocked team. If they have questions, if they want to look at things, they definitely need to reach out this morning.
All right, before we get to the trivia question, I want to remind you that now, right through the enrollment period, we're going to be taking a lot of phone calls each and every week, give you that free advice simply to kind of put your mind at ease, know exactly where you need to go following our call here at the station. So give us a call right now, 866-391-1020. Whatever is on your mind about Medicare, you need help, this is your chance to phone in. Get on the phone lines, 866-391-1020. And don't forget those live advisors standing by until noon, 888-818-6334. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win a $15 Get-Go gas card. This is this week's trivia question on the Inside Connection, brought to you by the good folks at MediConnect, and here's your host, Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so I said it fairly quick, but how many days are there to review your coverage? How many business days are there to review your coverage from October 1st to December 7th this year?
If you think you know, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. If you have any Medicare question, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Back with more in a moment.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we do have some seminars coming up. These are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space, and you can do so by calling 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Before he gets into our second segment, this is where the seminars are coming to. Go ahead.
Yeah, so on October 7th, we're going to be at the Swickley Library on 500 Thorn Street in Swickley, PA. On the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin, North Huntington, PA, right by the Turnpike exit or entrance there. October 20th, we're going to be at the Penn Hills Library on Stotler Road in Pittsburgh. And then on the 28th of October, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. So we're really hitting all four quadrants of the city. If you're new to Medicare next 12 months, you need to get to one of those seminars.
Marianne Pittsburgh, the winner of this week's trivia question, gets a $15 Get-Go gas card, and here's the question and answer.
The question was, how many business days are there from October 1st to December 7th to actually review and make your coverage decisions this year? It's only 48. If you wait until the 15th, it's only 37. There's not a lot of days in this enrollment period. Now, we work weekends and all of that, so there's some more days in between. But there's really not a lot of time, especially with what starts happening in the fall season around holidays and things of that nature. This is not the year to wait.
All right, we're going to talk about some of the major changes, why one of the reasons you don't want to wait. So let's get going. Go ahead,
Les. Yeah, so I briefly referenced this, and this might be one of the most important things we're going to talk about this morning in this second segment. So one of the aspects of the Inflation Reduction Act that was signed, Rob, 4 years ago, right? So it's been a while, 3-4 years ago since that was signed. They've been stepping in the aspects of that legislation. And the last one to be stepped in is Medicare was now allowed to negotiate the retail price of the most expensive prescriptions to Medicare to force the pharmaceutical companies to actually reduce the retail price, which in turn will actually help the consumer. They will pay less. Now, they didn't have to participate, but they all did because the penalties or the repercussions of not participating would not have been good. Well, we kind of were hearing throughout this year what the percentages were on some of those prescriptions, but we didn't know what it looked like in real dollars. So first, I want to start out with the 10 drugs, because if you're listening today and you're taking any of these drugs, you absolutely need to review your coverage, whether you have a standalone prescription drug plan because you have Medicare, a supplement, and a prescription plan, or if you have a Medicare Advantage plan. So here's the drugs. You got Eliquis and Xarelto, blood thinners generally used for AFib and things of that nature. Farxiga, which is diabetes or heart failure, sometimes kidney disease. Fiaps or Novolog for diabetes. Enbrel, arthritis or autoimmune conditions. Entresto for heart failure. Imbruvica, don't know if I pronounced that one correctly, but that one's for cancer. Then you've got Stelara for Crohn's disease or psoriasis, and then Januvia and Jardiance for diabetes. So I'm going to hit them. I'm not going to say what they're about this time, but I'm going to hit them one more time each. Eliquis, Farxiga, Fiaps, Enbrel, Entresta, Imbruvica, Januvia, Jardiance, Stelara, or Xarelto. If you are taking any of those drugs, major changes, what does that mean? So, Rob, what they were negotiating was the retail price of the drug.
Okay.
So last year, I'm going to start with the two most expensive drugs to Medicare last year, which were Xarelto and Eliquis. They cost combined about $23 billion to Medicare last year. Not M, B, $23 billion. The retail cost, if someone went to the pharmacy last year on a general plan for Medicare, if they had Eliquis or Xarelto, the retail price was going to be about $600 for that medication. So $600 retail cost. You know, one of the first things I did, Rob, on Wednesday morning?
What's that?
I went into the online calculator and I put in Eliquis and Xarelto because I wanted to know what the retail price was going to be this year. You want to take a guess? It's $600 right now, 2025. Any guess what it's going to be in 2026? And I'm putting you on the spot here because it's not in the notes or anything.
So you mean just no insurance?
No insurance, anything. And they were able to negotiate the price.
I'll go double and half that. Like over $2,000.
So it's actually the other direction. It's the other direction. They were negotiating them down.
Right.
Eliquis and Xarelto, now the retail price on the plans in 2026, about $250.
So then why are we panicking?
This is what I said is the good news. This is the good news to the consumer, you know, because if someone's taking Xarelto or Eliquis, it's a little complicated with the math, but I want to try to really give an illustration, which I think will make it simple.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
When all of this started happening, Rob, with the Inflation Reduction Act, that's when the companies, they could always charge deductibles on the drug plans, but they never did because they didn't have to. But when they made all these drug changes, they had to start charging the deductible. So the deductible this year, for 2026 coming up is $615.
So the deductible has changed, thus the price has changed.
The deductible's gone up.
Right, but the retail price has gone down.
The retail price has gone down. What does this look like? So this year, if someone went in and the retail price of Xarelto was $600,
okay,
right, and their deductible was $600, what are they going to pay the first month? $600.
Right, done.
But then they have to pay generally 25% of the cost of that drug moving forward, right? So then it would be $150 a month for that prescription, right? Still a big savings off of $600,
yeah.
But it's still a lot of money until they reach that cap of $2,000. Now let's do the math.
Okay.
If the deductible is $250, or if the deductible is $600 and the drug is $250, they pay $250 the first month, $250 the second month, $100, and then they pay 25% of $250. That's $60.
So the key is getting to the deductible.
Get through that deductible. And can you say that again?
Get to the deductible.
Here's the thing.
Huh?
Some of the plans don't have deductibles.
That's why I need MediConnect, because you've got me thoroughly confused right now.
Some of the companies don't require you to pay the full deductible.
So is that even better?
It's even better.
Yeah.
That's why there's 65 plans this year.
And that's why you need MediConnect.
You want to make sure that if you have one of these drug listed, because a lot of them, I'll give you a couple other really quick. Jardiance went from a retail price of $600 to $204. Januvia, $325 to $117. Entresto, $694 to $313. Bottom line is, now they want to be making sure if you're taking these medications that you have a plan that doesn't have a high deductible, if possible, on your prescriptions, so that you can get the best cost on not just that one, but your other prescriptions. And then obviously there's other things other than the prescriptions. There's the premium and the copays and whatever. But if somebody's taken, the biggest thing I want people to take away from this, because again, the math can be a little bit confusing. Good thing is, if they're taking those, there's going to be a chance to save money this year. But you need to look.
So here's the thing, and we're going to take a break. Again, if you have any questions, call us. Don't put it off. We're going to be taking lots of calls through the enrollment period, and we're just days away from getting it started for this year. So call us, 866-391-1020, or call them directly. You can do that now up until noon, 888-818-6334. Set up an appointment, especially if you want to review. Now, this is the year with all the changes. There is never a charge for the services, and if you're turning 65 or you are 65 and you're ready to get going, again, 888-818-6334. So if you're on those drugs, okay, there is a solution for you, but there's a bunch of them out there. You just want to make sure you pin the tail on the donkey. You want to hit the bullseye.
Yeah. If I have a 1 in 60 chance of getting the right plan, right, I want to make sure that somebody knows all the plans can help me get to the one, right, instead of me trying to fetter through it. And I want to expound on this a little bit next segment.
Okay.
All plans aren't created equal.
So they all differ.
They all differ.
There's nothing that's even in the similar ballpark anymore?
Well, some of them are similar, but even in the same company, they have different formularies sometimes. So one company might have 12 plans, Rob, and they don't necessarily have the same formulary or drug coverage for every one of those plans.
So let me ask you, if everybody's kind of taking that same drug, what's the difference? Is it have anything to do with prior health issues, current health issues? None of that.
Has to do with the deductible on the plan.
Right.
And it has to do with the copay structure of their Part D prescription.
So you want to get a hold of MediConnect. You want to set up that appointment. It's free. You sit down in front of them. They map it out for you and show you what is the exact right plan tailor-made for you. It's free. They never charge for their services. Call today. Don't put it off. 888-818-6334. We have live advisors standing by until noon. 888-818-6334.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, again, set up that appointment. Standing by. We have those live advisors until noon today, 888-818-6334. We're going to go over those seminars right now. Then we're going to revisit some things and still to come, why a thorough review matters and how to do it correctly. Once again, your host, Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in today, first segment, we talked about all the planned terminations that are happening, not just in the Pittsburgh area, but across the region. And you want to be on the lookout if that's going to impact you. You'll basically get a letter. It is a long letter. It's generally between 6 and 8 pages that says that you are losing your coverage. Your plan will no longer be offered in 2026. That means whatever plan you're in right now will literally no longer be a plan come January 1st. So you have to select new coverage before the beginning of the year. And there are some other caveats to that that we'll get at as the enrollment period goes on. So that's one of the big pieces of news this enrollment season is terminations.
Listen, I think people, just because you're a lot smarter than me, but when you hear termination in healthcare, people right away, the coffee is put down on the saucer and they've turned the volume up. Just kind of quickly explain what's about to happen.
Yeah, so it's literally called a SAR. It's an acronym, S-A-R, Service Area Reduction. So they're reducing that plan in that service area, right? Because of generally fiscal reasons to some extent, right? So that plan will no longer be offered in that county. Therefore, you have to find another plan in that county to suit your needs for the following year. And again, a lot of it's not one company. Like, you know, we've had a lot of phone calls this week, and you know, some people are angry and they're trying to pick on maybe an individual carrier. This is not a single carrier. This is industry-wide. It's not the collapse of an industry, but every once in a while, things reset, right? Like, I think the stock market's a great example. What happens sometimes with the stock market? It hits a little crash, right? But then what does it always do?
Rises to the occasion.
It rebounds, right? And that's what we're in, a reset right now. So like, people shouldn't be panicking, but they also shouldn't be sitting on their hands. They need to be on the lookout for these letters so that they can act and make great decisions. We're literally going to be helping thousands of these people this year that are going through this situation.
So here's the thing, and I'll just cut to the chase because I am a little biased. If you get one of these in the mail in the first of next week, I would just pick up the phone, 888-818-6334, never a charge for their services, get an appointment and say, this is what I got, and they're going to explain to you how they can help you. So you've got peace of mind going into the start of next week. You get one of these letters in the mail, 888-818-6334.
No, and I appreciate that, and we're ready to help. I mean, we really beefed up our staff this year to be able to handle what we knew was coming for a few months, but we had to hold on to because compliance and legislation requires us to, right? But like, we're ready to help people. Tons of people live in the office this morning. So that was the first big topic we talked about. Last segment, we talked about the last impact of the Inflation Reduction Act, which is these negotiated drugs, right? And trying to tie it all together with the capping of insulin, the elimination of the donut hole. So prescriptions are going to be a big story this year, not only for people on Medicare Advantage plans, but it's also going to be, and I want to make sure people hear this, it's also going to be a big story for people that have standalone prescription drug plans, right? So for people who keep original Medicare, get a supplement, they have to get a standalone prescription drug plan. Well, some of those plans this year, Rob, have gone from like $12 to $70, right? Just massive increase on those premiums. But there's still some plans had one lady call me, and that was the actual scenario. She was on a $12.60 plan this past year, went up to almost $70. She said, I'm not taking any prescriptions. She said, I wish I could just get rid of this prescription plan. I was like, well, you can't, because then you're going to start getting a penalty for not having a prescription plan. But we were able to find her one for $6.60, right? So just because yours goes up astronomically, you don't have to just accept that, I guess is what I'm saying, is there's options out there, but there's movement. So drugs and prescriptions are one of the other big talking points. The other big talking point this year is the just overall changes to the plans. And here's the biggest ones. First of all, we are seeing increases in monthly premiums, okay?
Across the board.
Across the board. And I'm actually glad you said that. If it's a standalone drug plan, increase above across the board. Medicare Advantage, there's still zero plans out there, but if there was a premium on your plan, it has probably gone up a little bit this year. Usually somewhere between $3 and $20 this year, right? Then the supplements. The plan Gs, the plan Fs, the plan Ns of the world are seeing their largest increases. Generally, those do a 3 to 7% increase. We're seeing some that are 15 to 20% increase this year. So premiums are on the rise. Second thing that we're seeing is a benefit change around hospitalization on Medicare Advantage plans. So a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans locally over the last probably 5 to 6 years went to what is known as a per stay copay. Meaning if I go into the hospital and I'm in there for 5 days, I just pay a price for the whole stay. It's a per stay copay. Okay. So what we're seeing this year is some of the per day hospital copays are coming back. So if I'm in the hospital, and let me give you a real life example to make sense. So it could have been like over the last few years, I go into the hospital and I'm in there for 5 days. If my plan is $300 per stay, I pay $300. Next year, my plan might be $200 a day for days 1 to 5. So instead of paying a flat fee, now I got to pay for every day that I'm in there up to that amount, so I could get up to 5 times 200, $1,000. So those hospital stays are increasing this year. The other big thing we're seeing, Rob, is the ancillary benefits. The bells and whistles of the Medicare Advantage plans are being impacted. We're seeing lower dental benefits, vision benefits, hearing benefits. Now, there's still some plans out there that have them, but you got to know where to find them. Over the counter, where people can get the vitamins and things like that, those are coming down. So there's a lot of changes to not just premium, but benefit packages this year as well.
All right, listen, before we talk about getting an overview and basically why does it matter, how thorough should it be, and who does the best job, I can tell you is MediConnect. I want to run these seminars real quick. So if you will, Lance, please tell everybody where you're going to be in the coming days during that lead up to the enrollment period and during the early days of the enrollment period. And remember, these are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. All right, go ahead.
So we're going to, on October 7th at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Swickley Library on Thorne Street in Ligonier. Oh, sorry about that. Thorne Street in Swickley. On the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express on Route 30 in North Huntington. On the 20th, we're going to be at the Penn Hills Library on Stotler Road in Pittsburgh. And on the 28th, Holiday Inn Express Bridgeville. That's on Washington Pike.
All right. Instead of us kind of talking about why a thorough review matters and how to do it, we've got people that need help with their Medicare issues. So we're going to go right to the phones. Let's start off with Carol in Westmoreland for Lance O'Brien. MediConnect, the inside connection. Good morning, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Good morning. Hey, I have one of those Medicare Advantage plans you were talking about where my deductible had been zero and now it's showing 615 and I'm on a number of medications. So am I understanding correctly, if I paid next to nothing last year, I'm going to immediately pay 615 next year?
That's a great question, actually. So a lot of times, Carol, the deductible only applies to medications that are tiers 3, 4, and 5. So if you're just taking generics, then the generics are usually safe from that deductible. But it does vary by plan. So no, it doesn't mean you're automatically going to pay that deductible, but the drug plans with the deductibles and the formularies, which the formularies is the list of drugs they cover, are changing significantly. So this is probably the year to at least look at what my coverage is. But no, this is actually a great question and I appreciate it. You don't necessarily automatically going to pay that. You would have to have drugs that qualify for that deductible.
Okay, and is Plavix one of the blood thinners that you were just talking about in that top 10 list?
No, and you're probably taking the generic of that, which I think is clopidogrel, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
No, that is not one of the drug thinners, the blood thinners. That is Eliquis or Xarelto. Clopidogrel should be pretty safe there.
Okay, that's great. And another odd question. My mother and I have the exact same plan. We live 20 minutes apart. Her prices are different than mine. Is that based on zip code or age?
Great question. So all the Medicare Advantage plans are the same price in the county, but the county determines the price. So yes, you guys are probably in different counties, I assume?
Allegheny, Westmoreland.
You got it. That's it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carol. Have a great day.
All right, I want to take a break a little bit early because I only have about a minute before the break so we can come back and talk to Jim in Peters Township and Ed in Cecil Township. This is much better than what we have because we get a chance to talk to you, people that are actually experiencing these things, need issues and questions answered. So if you have any questions concerning Medicare with that annual enrollment period just days away, call us 866-391-1020. And we're going to be doing a lot of this in the weeks and obviously to come because they are the number one single source when it comes to getting you the quality you need and the tailor-made plan that's right for you. With everything that's happening in the world in the way of healthcare and this upcoming enrollment period, the one number you need to keep close by at all times, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
And don't forget to reserve your space at those seminars. Real simple. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Peters Township. Jim, you are on KDK with Lance O'Brien. Good morning.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Lance. I'm going to put a kudos in for you on Eliquis. I'm on that drug. I used to be a pharmaceutical rep. And now I know it's going down.
Yep.
I just wanted to share with your audience that drug. The reason why it's used so much is for AFib, irregular heart rate, blood clots. So I used to call it nursing homes. They used to have 25% of people on blood thinners.
Yeah.
Now the branded drugs don't get detailed. No, I didn't know Plavix was a blood thinner. They don't detail the non-branded drugs. But here's where people are going to get hit. Not the 10 drugs, but if you looked. On the formularies, it's all 23-25% on brand on tier 3.
Yep.
That's where people should see people like you. I'm doing it too, but I'm small, little guy. But I really appreciate what you're doing for people because the drugs are driving the thing. And those numbers you gave between Eliquis and what was the other? Xarelto.
Xarelto.
$2.3 billion.
Yeah. That was actually $23 billion.
Wow. And you got it on the, you got the price on the price finder, I guess, on Medicare.gov, I'm assuming.
Yep.
But you're doing a big service. I just want to put a plug in for you because the drug issue is going to hit a lot of people like a ton of bricks if they're on tier threes and if they're not in those 10 drugs.
You're right. And I appreciate the call. And drugs are the big separator right now with everything that's going on because the Inflation Reduction Act drove a lot of these changes, and now the market's adjusting to that, so the people have to adjust to it as well, unfortunately. But there's some good stuff. It's just you got to go and get the good stuff. So I appreciate the call.
Listen, Jim's one of my regulars, but he's very smart, and he basically doesn't hand out compliments that often because he's all about business, and for him to say that speaks volumes for what you do. All right,
appreciate it.
Here's Ed, Cecil Township, on the air for Lance O'Brien on KDK. Hey, Ed.
Hey,
good morning, guys. I had a quick question. I had Medicare plan and supplement plan for a year. Mutual of Omaha raised the rate 30% in 1 year, which shocked me.
Yep.
I don't understand, number one, why the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission doesn't regulate these companies as far as what kind of raise they can take.
No, it's a fair question, and unfortunately, there's not really any regulation on it. You know, Mutual of Omaha and United Healthcare and some of the big players in that, they're usually pretty steady, I think, but what you just said is pretty common to what we're hearing. So if someone has a plan N, you know, they're getting that big rate raise. Now, here's the one thing I will say that I don't think a lot of people do recognize, that so you have a plan N. That if you're healthy and you can pass underwriting, you could actually go to another plan N and generally get a cheaper rate. You don't have to just accept the rate increase if you're healthy, because if you can pass underwriting with the supplements, you can move them and generally save money. If you're not healthy and you can't pass the underwriting, you're kind of stuck. But we see a lot of people that call us and they're like, hey, you know what? They raised it 30%. Can we see what else might be out there? And we're able to look at others. Because as you know, the plan N is the same coverage regardless of the company. The price is the big difference. But to your point, there's not really any regulation on it.
Yes. Well, I tried to do that Cigna term down because of a heart stent.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get the birthday rule passed here in Pennsylvania. I got a state legislator that's writing up the thing, and we're going to introduce it into the House. It might take a while, he said, but I think that would be a good thing in this state.
No, I don't disagree with you there. I mean, we got to keep the cost of the health care affordable for people for sure.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else wants to jump in here, feel free to call 866-391-1020. We're going to be doing a lot of this moving into the enrollment period and beyond. So how do we finish this thing in a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I would say this is, you know, and again, so I'll use this analogy and I wasn't planning on it, but, you know, I've watched American Idol a lot of years.
Yeah.
Right? And I love the show. And, you know, one of the things that drives me nuts, though, is every year they say, this is the best group of talent we've ever had. And my wife and I kind of look at each other and we're like, nah, we can think of some other seasons that were better, right? Like, you know, so I'm going to say this and people are going to be like, oh, they're just saying that. This is the most disruptive year since I've been doing this.
Listen, since I've been hosting this show, there are so many moving parts this year, I can't keep up with it.
This is definitely the most disruptive year. The changes with prescriptions, the premium changes and increases, the benefit changes within the plans, and then as well as the reduction in the ancillary benefits. And again, I want to be really clear because I'm not a panic person when it comes to this. So I don't want anybody out there to listen and say, you know, Lance is saying the sky is falling. I'm not saying the sky is falling because that's not the way that we like to do things. I am saying there are shifts that are major enough that people should be looking at what they are doing and not just accepting the shifts as if it's the best thing overall for them, because it's likely not.
But we also want to remind you what's going to be happening the first of the week, and you possibly could be affected, but we want to put your mind at ease, because if you call MediConnect, they can straighten it out. Please tell people.
Yeah, so if you get that SARS letter, service area reduction, in the mail that says your plan's no longer going to be available, you can reach out and call us. We're going to be able to review all the options that are available to you, let you know what your timelines are, everything related to that. If you've had major changes with your prescriptions, you're going to want to reach out to us. If you've got your annual notice of changes and you read it and you're like, wow, I don't really like this, that's an indication, if you've read your annual notice of changes and it's not favorable, that you shouldn't just be sitting on it. There's the process to move is not as difficult as people think. It can be done in an hour and it can be very thorough.
All right, let's take another call before we get out of here. Here's Mary and Shaler for Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you for answering here. Sir, I'm on Eliquis.
Yes.
I'm on Medicare Advantage. I pay $43.50 per 60 a month. Can I expect this to go up?
You will most likely, and again, I don't know the exact plan that you have, so that makes it a little bit challenging to give you an answer. But in general, based on what's happening with the Eliquis this year, you could probably expect that over the course of the whole year to actually go down. The question is the plan that you're on actually providing you the overall best coverage for that prescription. But no, I wouldn't expect it to go up.
Okay, I don't want to give the name of the plan.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not asking you to. I would actually recommend that you call our main office if you want to talk to someone more.
Yeah.
So it's more private, and they can tell you that, hey, no, you're going to be good there. And we do that all the time. Like, people think, well, if I call, they're going to just try to get me to move. No, if we think you're in the right spot, we're going to tell you. And then if there's a few other options out there, then that's your decision too. You say, yeah, I think I want to do it, then great, we'll help you. If you don't want to, no problem.
All right, thanks. And again, never a charge for their services. And one thing we want to stress, and I've met many of them, you have relationships with all these healthcare providers.
We have great relationships. I'm actually glad you brought that up. UPMC invited me, only person in the industry that's a broker, to be a part of their Medicare for the Record series. My episode is actually launching on October 6th, so on Monday. So about 25 minutes, I talk about the state of Medicare, what is happening with the plans, what people need to be looking for, and had the privilege of being able to do that with Stacey Smith and Patrice King Brown.
Two giant superstars who used to come up after the 11 o'clock news to join me on the radio to talk about everything from life, politics, and more. Have such respect and love for both of them, colleagues of mine for many, many years. All right, before we go, remind everybody about these seminars and how they can attend. They're absolutely free. You got to call 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Free seminars, but you got to reserve your space.
45 business days left. Time is going to go quick. Before we know it, I'm going to be sitting here and saying there's 4 days left, right? So you do not want to wait. Those seminars, which we still run during this time because people are still turning 65 in the next 12 months, October 7th, we're going to be at the Sewickley Library on Thorn Street in Sewickley. The 14th, the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin on Route 30. On the 20th, Penn Hills Library, Stotler Road in Pittsburgh. And on the 28th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express, Bridgeville, Washington Pike. 888-818-6334. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com. We're going to hit 1,300 five-star reviews probably this week because we're only one away. So very excited about that as well. But you can go to the seminars tab, register for that. We also have our weekly webinar that runs on Wednesdays at 11 and 6.
Congratulations to your wonderful daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law. I know it'll be a nice celebration next week, but we'll see you the following week and probably right through the home stretch.
You're going to see me a lot. I'll be here next week, actually in the morning.
Really? You're going to do it anyway?
You will. And I think I'm doing 6 out of the next 8 weeks, so right. I'm going to be here a lot.
So it's Lance O'Brien and your Pratt Pack, the new team, together here on KDKA each and every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't put it off. Pick up the phone. Set that appointment today. Get it done. Get it out of the way if you're going to review or you're signing up for the first time. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. Rob Taylor coming up next with the news at 10. Then we continue to power through our Saturday. It's the guys from True Value, the Home Improvement Show, minutes away on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.